Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 7, 1 to 10. Luke chapter 7, the verses 1 to 10. When Jesus had finished saying all this to the people who were listening, he entered Capernaum. There a centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him, "This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. My theme for reflection is unexpected faith, trusting in God's authority. Unexpected faith, trusting in God's authority. In the Gospel of Luke, we encounter a story that defies expectations. A Roman centurion, a representative of the occupying force in Judea, seeks out Jesus for help. This is surprising, not only because of the centurion's position as a Roman officer, but because he approaches a Jewish healer with such remarkable faith. In the first century, centurions were symbols of oppression. Yet here in Luke 7, 1 to 10, this Roman soldier becomes an unexpected model of faith. The centurion's story is compelling. Despite his status as a Gentile and an outsider, he recognizes something in Jesus that even many Israelites had missed. He acknowledges Jesus' divine authority with a profound understanding, likening it to his own experience as a military officer. Just as he commands his soldiers and they obey without question, he believes that Jesus can command healing from a distance and it will be done. This faith, so simple yet so deep, amazes even Jesus, who declares that he has not found such faith in all of Israel. What makes this story particularly striking is that the centurion, a figure typically seen as an enemy, not only expresses faith, but does so with humility and an understanding of Jesus' power. He doesn't ask Jesus to come to his home. He simply trusts that Jesus' word is enough. This trust, coming from a man who represents the oppressive regime, challenges our perceptions of where true faith can be found. Jesus' response to the centurion is equally surprising. Instead of taking the lead, Jesus is the one who responds to the centurion's faith, a faith that surpasses that of the people he came to save. This interaction teaches us a crucial lesson. Faith can emerge in the most unlikely places, even among those we might consider outsiders or enemies. My dear friends, this story invites us to reconsider how we view those who are different from us or whom we perceive as adversaries. It challenges us to recognize that God's grace is not limited by human boundaries and that faith can flourish in unexpected hearts. A centurion's example reminds us that true faith doesn't depend on status, nationality, or religious background. It is about recognizing and trusting in God's authority. As we reflect on this passage, we should be mindful of the discomfort it may cause. Jesus' willingness to heal the servant of an enemy soldier forces us to confront the radical inclusivity of God's love. It echoes Jesus' teaching to love your enemies and compels us to see the divine potential in everyone, even those we might be inclined to disregard or mistrust. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can I open my heart to see faith in those who might be different from me or whom I consider an outsider? Number two, in what ways am I challenged to trust in God's authority even when it goes against my expectations or understanding? Heavenly Father, help us to see with your eyes, recognizing faith in unexpected places and trusting in your authority without reservation. Teach us to embrace the inclusivity of your love, breaking down barriers of mistrust and prejudice. May we have the humility and confidence of the centurion, believing that your word alone is enough. Guide us to love our enemies and to do good to those who oppose us, reflecting the grace you have shown us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.